my God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody, stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
Wait.
Everybody, calm down.
You yell when you talk.
I don't yell. I'm the fuck out of here.
I hate you.
So you're trying to say I talk way louder than you?
You do.
Whenever we record.
Well, you were just coming at me for talking way lower than you, and I don't think I'm talking low. I have the same volume throughout. You just are generally loud. Like, you come from a long generation people who scream.
So are you really coming at my, like, family right now? Long heritage?
Yes.
Of loud talkers? Listen,
Let's be real.
Okay, my dad does talk super fucking loud on the phone.
Super loud.
Like, it's, super loud. It's almost embarrassing how loud he talks on the phone. Like, he's on the phone, and it's like he thinks you can't hear him. So he's like, yelling.
There'll be many times in the middle of the night where it's just me and you, right? This is not even related to your dad. And you'll be telling me something like, oh, I just saw this new, like, commercial of blah, 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 blah. And you just get louder and louder as you talk, where a lot of the time, and you can attest to this, I tell you, babe, you're yelling. And you're like, oh, yeah, sorry. And then you get back down, and then you'll keep going and go, and then this and this. And I'll be like, babe, you're yelling again. Like, you're yelling. And you're
like, oh, yeah. You know what's crazy about that? That I have friends that do that too. And I used to...
The more excited you get, the louder you get.
And I used to think that I didn't realize that I was doing it. But I'm always over here like, yo, he's talking mad loud. But I didn't realize that I do it too.
Why are you?
Because it's funny. Damn, you gotta... everything bothers you. Like, I can't even hold the mic.
I'm not even saying it bothers me. I'm just saying, like, you're...
Yeah, okay. Now you're just making faces. Like, because the people who listen to the podcast can really see what the fuck you're talking about.
All right, guys. You ready? You ready to start?
This podcast is breaking up.
Damn. Sorry, guys.
After 18 episodes, it's over. Because she doesn't like the way I hold the mic.
Don't talk like that. All right. You ready?
Let's do this shit.
Yeah.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey, bing bong.
Wow. Fuck your life.
Hey, guys. Welcome.
Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Mad Late, the show, the experience. Wow.
If you're new here, welcome. If you're not new.
Welcome back anyways, which makes no sense, but we always say it.
Yeah. If you're not. No.
Yeah. That's what we say. We say.
I said it backwards, didn't I?
You did.
Fuck.
If you're new.
Welcome. If you're not new, welcome back. No, I said it right.
Yeah, that's the proper way. But sometimes we fuck it up and we say, if you're not new here.
They know what I mean.
Sometimes we say, if you are new here, welcome back anyways. Like, we say, welcome back. It makes no sense.
No, if you're not new, meaning that you've been with us, welcome back. What do you mean? You're confusing me.
I am.
If you're new, you've never heard us before, welcome. If you're not new, and if you've heard of us before and you've listened
welcome
to previous episodes, welcome back.
I say welcome back to both just because I'm a dickhead. Like, I don't care. I don't care. If you're new here, welcome back. Fuck out of here. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I'm your wonderful host, Desi.
And it's your boy, Suave Jose. By the way,
hey.
Sorry if I'm cursing too much. I like cursing. It helps me express myself.
Yeah, but fuck I feel you like, mean.
But now I'm thinking, like, what if somebody's listening to this and
their kids are around? We're sorry.
You know what? Let's make a rule.
We never claim to be family friendly.
We're not family friendly.
No.
And the rule is, if you're going to listen to Mad Late podcast, you need headphones. You need earphones. Don't play this out loud because we might just
start... In the privacy of your own ears or in your own... If you're by yourself in your room or whatever, cool.
We'll
get you in trouble, so...
Yeah, like, I'll come out of nowhere and start moaning and...
Shit, fuck.
Yo, what if I
you
start...
You seen that Britney Spears? She's like, shit, fuck balls, shit.
I've never seen that. That sounds interesting, actually. But seriously, what if I just out of nowhere just started moaning and shit? And you're playing this in front of your boss. Like, you're done.
You shouldn't be playing a podcast at work, like in front of your boss. I'm saying,
you know, some people drive around listening to the shit. But the fuck? With their boss.
What are you talking about? Know.
I'm just saying, don't play this shit out loud. Play this in your ears. We belong inside your ears. We want to be like all up in your earwax. With your fucking eardrum.
That's what you wanted to say, and you got a little annoyed when I interrupted you.
I just want
to. Jose got a little annoyed because I interrupted him to say that Britney Spears name. For him to say that. We want to be in your earwax. Don't play this around your boss.
Yo, hold on, hold on. Let's hit them with the asthma real quick.
ASMR. Nobody wants to hear you licking your lips.
And listen, this is us inside your ear. You ready?
Ew. Shh, 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 shh. I hate this.
Shh, 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 shh. Oh, yeah.
Ew. I hate it.
All right, let's get back to the show.
Welcome. This is episode 18.
Is it 18? That's crazy. Double digits, baby.
We're almost at 20, which is like...
Yeah, that's nuts. That's like 10 twice.
I just want to pee my pants.
Wow.
Ew. Of excitement.
That's kind of gross.
Well, the licking, the ASMR thing was gross.
So. All right, let's just... those words should never have been in the same sentence. All right. Yo, you bugging right now. Deadass, respectfully, stop.
All right, before we get into topics, like, let's do the weekend, our weekend recap. Anything interesting?
No.
We did nothing interesting. I mean, we started a couple shows.
Yes.
We did start a couple shows.
A lot of stuff started, and we're going to be brief about this.
Yeah, because I know you guys want to get to the funny stuff. And
yeah, you guys are tired of listening.
Us farting and pooping and blah, blah, blah.
Because, you know, they're probably sick and tired of hearing us talk about shows and movies and shit. Like, but check it out. A few things came back and some stuff started. One, How I Met Your Father started.
I'm glad you brought this up because I did want to talk about this briefly.
Yeah.
How I Met Your Father, we watched the first, we saw the pilot and episode 2, which is the only episodes available right now.
Yeah.
Well,
when this comes out, the third one will be out.
That's true. The episode comes out tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Yeah, so there's only 3 episodes right now. And I'm not going to lie, it's cute.
It's cute. Yo, it's cute, but it ain't all that, but it's cute.
It's cute. I see what they're trying to do. I don't think they're trying to be exactly how I like Your Mother, like when it comes to the dynamic, because the friends is completely different. Right?
Yeah.
Like the whole dynamic is different. But what's the friendships and the storylines that we're getting so far, I think are pretty funny. I like the sense of humor. It's cute. And they paid some homage to How I Met Your Mother, and I loved it.
That's the thing I liked the most about it.
Yeah,
was when it started, the song,
they use the theme song.
They use a theme song
with like a little
twist to
edge
it.
To it. Yeah.
So, and that answered our question before this show came out. Remember, we were kind of wondering if it was going to actually be related to How I Met Your Mother because it's a different network and everything, you know. Yeah. But that's the answer to the question right there. It is related.
Yeah.
Another thing that was nice was towards the end of the very last scene of the first episode, mm-hmm. they walk into one of the people's apartments.
Well, now you gave it away. Jose's infamous for doing this, by the way.
Yo, okay, not for nothing, but...
You gave it away.
Listen, do you really think that our listeners, that many of our listeners give a fuck about How I Met Your Father?
That's messed up, babe. You don't know how many people are How I Met Your Mother fans or were thinking about watching How I Met Your Father.
And they'll watch it. They'll watch it. They don't care about it.
All right, guys, fuck that. Well, spoilers. They walked into...
Yeah, that's the one thing I'm going to spoil. And you know what? I don't care. I'm going to spoil that one thing.
Jose never cares.
No, because I have not been able to spoil Spider-Man yet. But not. So, fuck y'all. So...
I haven't been able to spoil Spider-Man yet.
I've been holding the
shit
in.
Are we still not able to spoil Spider-Man yet?
It's been like a month. At this point, fuck that. I'm spoiling everything. Nah, but seriously, at the end of the episode, they walk into this apartment, and it's obviously the apartment. From How I Met Your Mother.
That's why you were like, oh, they walked into an apartment. I was like, what other apartment? What, they're going to walk into fucking Robin's apartment? You asshole.
Nobody remembers. No, so they walk into that apartment, and it's cool when they say how they got the apartment.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody, the other people they just met, they're like, wow, this is a really nice apartment, like, for New York. Like,
yeah, it's
this
is a big.
Big apartment. And they're like, oh, yeah, can I say this part?
Don't, you already said that you was going to do spoilers.
Yeah, so they were like, the guy was like, oh, yeah, I got this apartment because of the alumni group for the college that he went to, which is the college that Ted and Marshall and Lily went to. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, they have, like, an alumni group, like, an online group. Facebook or something. And somebody who used to go to the college put the apartment up for sale only, you know, like, for somebody who went to the school. Like, so they ended up getting it. So it's pretty cool. Like, they pay homage. And they left the swords that were always on the wall mm-hmm. are still in the apartment. That's pretty cool. But that's the only thing. So it doesn't look exactly.
No, like, yeah, of course. These, imagine these it had younger everything. People decorated it really nice. And
imagine it had everything, like, still, like, Ted's, like, phone booth, like, you know, that stupid shit.
I don't know, but I thought, like, it was a nice little, because watching it, it was, let me just say something. A lot of people are like, oh, but it'll never be. People need to give certain shows a chance because sitcoms are hard, right? Like, to start a funny show, it's hard to really reel people in that first, like, episode or two. Like, yeah. Comedy is very subjective, right? Not everybody thinks the same things are funny. So it's kind of like, I give ups to writers and people who decide to do, like, I'm going to do a comedy show, like a comedy sitcom or whatever. I'm like, oof, that's hard because it's not for everybody. So given that whole fucking box, I thought it was well put together. It was cute. There was a couple funny parts where I, like, giggled and I laughed and I was like, oh, this is nice. And it's like a good, like a feel good show. I feel like I can sit down and watch it and be like, oh, this is nice. You know, it wasn't complete trash.
Yeah, like it's weird. It's weird because I'm gonna watch it again.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it enough to, like, watch it again.
Yeah, but it'll never take precedence over certain shows that are, like, mm-hmm. really good shows to me. Like, in the list.
But I said that when I started watching How I Met Your Mother, because to me, nothing was gonna surpass Friends, or nothing was gonna surpass.
Like, yeah, I get
those other kind of shows. But then I saw How I Met Your Mother. I was like, you know what? It's pretty good. It's up there. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's the same way that when people started watching Friends, like, it'll never surpass but Seinfeld. You know, it'll never surpass.
This is how I feel about it. I agree with you 1,000%. I think that the only reason why this won't be exactly held at that standard is because it's a spinoff. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because you see what happened with Fuller House when mm-hmm. Full House came back. And I know that you and your sister watched that show.
Yeah, I watched Fuller House all the way through. It was one of those shows, again, it's a feel good show. Like, it's cringy. It's like family sitcom fucking. Yeah. But it was enough to, like, make me smile.
It was funny because I was like, fuck that. I am not watching that show. Mm-hmm. But there were times where I was kind of sitting around and you were watching it and I was like, that was cute.
It's cute. Yeah.
But it's like,
it was always one of my background shows too. Like, when I would clean and stuff.
Yeah.
I would, like, just have it on.
You can't take it too serious.
No. Yeah.
So it's one of those weird things. So that's why I feel like this is going to live in a shadow of How I Met Your Mother, obviously, because mm-hmm. of the name, everything. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard for it to stand on its own. But I think that they're trying. You got to give them props. And I'm going to continue to watch. You know?
Cool.
What's next? Who's next? Go. Go.
Oh, my
go,
God. Go. Love that
go,
clip.
Go. Who's next?
Who's next? Go. Hip-hop Harry. Go. Go. Dun,
dun, dun. What else? So the we other two shows.
Euphoria.
So Euphoria and Ozark. So at Euphoria, mm-hmm. this is now the second season. Mm-hmm. My shit with that show is that I just think the show is fucking amazing.
It's fire.
And I have some thoughts. Like, I have something I want to, like, say about mm-hmm. the show, just in case, you know, for anybody out there who has never watched it, I want to just give my 2 cents. Maybe convince you to give it a try. Euphoria, I'll break it down into 2 sections. First section, this is going to sound kind of funny, but if you were ever a fan of Degrassi, if you were ever a fan of Degrassi when it was at its fucking peak, when it was like amazing.
Yeah, when, like Spinner, when, Paige, fucking Hazel.
Yeah, Drake. Emma, Drake, Jimmy,
Manny,
Jimmy getting shot. Like,
JT.
If you were there when Jimmy got shot, if you were there when they
those seasons
when they were stuck in detention on a Saturday morning and they all became friends. If you were there for those fucking seasons of Degrassi. Fucking
Emma getting her period in front of class.
Emma sucking dick in the van.
In the van.
And getting herpes,
gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea, whatever.
Fucking like, Manny walking to school in a thong.
If y'all was there for that, you will love Euphoria.
Okay, well, Degrassi's a PG.
Yeah, it was PG-13.
Rated compared to Euphoria.
Euphoria is rated R.
I think this it's the on the same level of Skims. If you remember Skims.
Yeah. Not Skims. Skins.
Oh, Skims. Kim over, Kardashian.
You're over here talking about laundry and shit. Okay.
Fucking Kim Kardashian Skims.
So Skins, this is the reason. But the reason why I'm comparing it is Euphoria is obviously way crazier. But the thing about Degrassi is that during those seasons, they were pushing the envelope with what they were able to do on that network.
Yeah.
Like, this was, like, one of the only shows where they showed people in high school getting addicted to drugs, getting pregnant, like, fucking sucking dick, like, all this crazy shit, right? So, I feel like this is on HBO. They're just going to take something like that and bring it to the next level. I feel like HBO is a fucking powerhouse.
Yeah.
They barely fucking miss. Mm-hmm. When they fucking make a show. But the here we go again, though. If you didn't watch Degrassi, if you don't give a fuck about that shit, you will still like the show. Now, I know it has to do with high school, and a lot of us are adults watching this. And some younger people are watching it, too. The way this show is written, the way this show is fucking filmed, the way they color grade, the way they fucking... The cinematography in the show, the soundtracks, the music in the show, to me, it makes me feel like I wish that I was part of the production of that show.
Yeah.
As a creative person, as somebody who likes to do video work and photography and shit like that, I wish I had some type of involvement with that show because I think that visually, it's fucking amazing.
No, yeah. Euphoria is a great show. I did feel uncomfortable in the beginning because of course all the actors are of age. They're well over the age of 21. But because they are depicting children who are in high school.
Yeah, teenagers.
It bothered me in the beginning to see certain things. Because I'm like, these are kids who are supposed to be 15, 16, 17. And I didn't feel comfortable with that at first. Not that I feel comfortable still with it, but I get it. Like, you know, it is a story following teenagers and shit is fucking happening. And it's not all about fucking sex and this and that.
It's like, well, and drugs and.
Right. It's, you know, you're following certain storylines and they just add those things in. But they got a lot of backlash in the beginning because of that. Like, they're depicting children. And
I think that
it's kind
biggest
of hard
takeaway,
to watch.
The biggest takeaway is that they're showing you real life.
Yeah.
There's so many people who are fucking seniors, sophomores in high school that are going through some crazy shit. Because think about it. The show follows a whole bunch of storylines of people who are all in the same grade or two different grades or whatever. And they all got some crazy ass shit going on. They're dealing with identity issues, drug issues, relationship issues. Like, this shit is all over the place.
That's what I mean. Like, I get it. Like, I mean, they're not out here showing vagina and shit like that. But, you know, a nipple and a butt here or there. It's like, okay, whatever. Yeah. It is what it is. And, they're not only they're depicting teenagers, but they're depicting teenagers' life. Like, that's what happens in fucking high school. Like,
and sex. And some adults.
And and drugs and this and that. Like, they do a really good job with the realism in it. I really like it. It's a good show.
I think
it is
acting,
for some, it may be triggering, so
yeah,
be aware of that.
The show could trigger you.
It's pretty triggering. There are like talks of, I don't know if we can use these words, but like, you know, abuse, rape, sexual.
Yeah, non-consent, stuff like that.
You know, it's triggering for some. So FYI, but like, it's a really good show.
And I just, I also think that like acting is like really good on the show too.
Oh yeah.
And I'm not going to spoil the show at all, but there is this one thing that everybody knows, even if you just saw a trailer. Everybody knows that there's one character that's addicted to drugs. She's the most famous character on the show.
Zendaya, yeah.
Zendaya. Man, in that first season, there's a scene where I was just like, this girl's a fucking actor. When there's a scene where she's banging on the door, trying to get somebody to open the door. And the type of shit that she's saying, it literally kind of choked me up.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, yo, like, she just...
She sounded like a fucking drug addict.
She's a fucking drug addict.
Okay.
No, she is a drug addict.
But anyways, you guys should definitely watch the show.
Like, the acting is so good that she is what she's portraying on that show. Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. She won awards. Well deserved.
Yeah. So that came back, and I'm glad that's back.
And really quickly, Ozark came back. We just started it today. There's not much that we can talk about because we just saw the first episode today. But Ozark is one of my favorite Netflix shows. And I remember way back when we had a conversation about like Netflix original series, how like they're become that stamp, Netflix original series, is becoming pretty like well respected because they have thrown out a lot of fucking
crazy. They had some bangers. They've had some bangers.
Yeah, fucking Stranger Things, Ozarks, fucking
But here's the thing, yo, Ozark and they just was the season Outer four Banks, now.
Money Heist, fucking so many good shows that's coming out on Netflix.
This is season four. You know, Netflix does it different. You know, they do it the way it's been going for a couple years, where they just give you the whole season and you can just binge it.
Yeah.
As where like HBO and Hulu,
they drop an episode a week.
They're doing episodes weekly, so now they're kind of trying to get us.
There's a couple ways that you can go about it, because a lot of people, what they do is they'll wait the month or whatever for them to drop like the first four episodes, whatever, yeah, and binge those and then wait for the rest. Or
I like both ways, but the problem with them just dropping everything at once is that people will binge it in a week, and it's not fair because it's something that took so long to make. Mm-hmm. And then they judge it. Mm-hmm. I fucking hate that. I'd hate to put so much work into a show.
And people finish it in a weekend.
Yeah, and somebody just finishes it in a weekend. And then they got shit to talk about it. Like, they're going to talk some shit like we do. No, but Ozark. If you've never started Ozark, give it a chance.
Fuego, fuego.
It's up there with the type of shows like Breaking Bad. Oof, it falls in line with that type of show.
So good. If you're into that kind of shit, like, think of it like Narcos, Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
It falls all in that same
and
sphere.
Oh my gosh, that show is so fucking good.
It's good.
It is so good. That's all I can really say is just like watch it. If you're not watching Ozarks, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. And if you haven't heard of it, Google it. I mean, we can give a brief synopsis. Like, it's about a guy who money launders for a drug cartel. And
he's
an actual
good guy.
He's a good guy, a family.
Who got involved in this shit without really wanting to be in it.
Yeah, he's married with two kids who money launders and just so happens to be in this world. And shit just goes left. And the seasons just go from there. And it just gets crazier and crazier.
But
every fucking episode.
This guy is just the fucking best. Like,
oh my god, he's so smart.
He's so smart. Like,
and the actor,
yeah, Jason Bates or whatever. What's his name? Isn't Jason?
Is it Jason Bates? No,
I think that's his name. Yeah, I could look it up.
Well, he's in also not Angry Boss. Is it
Horrible Bosses?
Horrible Bosses.
That movie was so funny.
I love those movies, and that's with Charlie Day, this other comedian,
and then and Jason Sudeikis, whatever his name is, Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, Sudeikis.
However you say it, he's good.
Yeah. They're all fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's really good. But Jason Bates or whatever his fucking name is, I got to look it up. I might be saying the wrong name, but he's awesome.
He's killing
a lot of people. When this show came out, they thought they were like, we can't take him too serious. And then they saw the first season of Ozark, and it was like, this guy is a fucking good actor.
Yeah.
Like, stop, he's good. Sorry, I'm hitting the pillow. And yeah, it's just how he gets involved in the situation to launder money for the Mexican cartel, and how he just keeps finding ways
to make it profitable. And the reason why it's called Ozark is that he gets in a place where he's between a rock and a hard place.
He's like, in a situation where he's in a really bad situation.
He's in a corner, right?
He's about to die.
And he literally comes up with this idea out of his ass to, like, save himself and his family. Like, oh, I can money launder, and we can do this shit in the Ozarks. And for those of y'all who don't know, the Ozarks is in Missouri, Mississippi.
Missouri. Yeah.
It's like this large ass fucking body of water.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
Like, on next level, but it's literally, there's nothing out there. There's nothing out there.
It's like
where people buy like lake houses and shit. People and like during the house, summers,
families go there,
but that's pretty much it. Like during the rest of the year,
they ain't shit there.
There's nothing there. And he just, like, comes out of his ass, like, oh, I can launder all this money through the Ozarks and, like, just get property there and fucking do this and that. And they were like, okay, let's see
it happen. They were like, if you can make it fucking happen, we won't kill you and your family. I bet. I'll do whatever I need to do to keep my family alive.
And that's pretty much it. And the story takes off from that point. This man has to launder X amount of money. I forgot how. It was a shit ton of fucking money.
It was, and I think, like, at first it was like, let's see what you can do with like $300 million.
Yeah.
Do something.
Let's start you small. $300 million.
And he's like, I'm supposed to launder this shit like through like some, you know, he pretty
through
much
a goes, place that literally has nothing.
Has no customers.
Like, how the fuck is he supposed to launder that amount of, like, if he laundered it through like a fucking big corporation or something? No. He has to go to the Ozarks.
That's why you have to watch a show, because he's so good at what he does. That, like, he's good at, like, finding which businesses to tackle and be like, yo, I'm buying this business, buying that business. We're going to do that. Well, it's fucking fire. It's fire.
He's a smart man. I don't know how I would have ever made it work. I can't money launder. I've told Jose this. I feel like that whole shit, like, working in accounting is a fucking talent. Because numbers to me, I feel like I'm dyslexic, but number-wise.
Isn't that, there's a name for it that sounds just like
dyslexic. It sounds like dyslexic, but I could never, like, looking at all those numbers and staring at a computer screen and fucking figuring out like how to write shit off, I'd be so fucking lost. It's a talent, complete talent.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That shit is beast. That show is, I'm just glad it's back.
But yeah, that's what we did back over the weekend. How was y'all's?
And this is, you know, why it's January. It's not really a lot out there to talk about, because we don't really have any special holidays in January. There's not really anything happening besides New Year's, and that was a long time ago.
Well, I found a really interesting thing that I saw. This has nothing to do with January, but I saw a video of a guy couponing.
Oh my gosh! Here we go.
I was telling Jose this earlier, that I was scrolling through Instagram, and it was like a viral clip of a dude, right, in a grocery store. You know that show Extreme Couponing or Extreme Couponer?
Yeah.
He's in the store, and of course he has a shitload of fucking crap, and he has not a binder, but like a fucking suitcase.
Full of coupons.
Full of coupons, flat open on the conveyor belt, and handing the fucking cashier one coupon.
At a time. So that he doesn't fuck anything up.
The face of this fucking cashier. He's like, I'm quitting today. This is my last transaction.
The funny thing about that scene in that video, because I watched it like five times. I had to watch it like five times. The thing about that is, the total was already like, what, like $1,700 and something.
Oh, before the coupons.
Before the coupons. Right?
Yeah.
And then when he started giving them the coupons, and every time they scanned it, they showed the screen of what it was taking off. And it was making every $2 item like $1. Because he bought a whole bunch of stuff that was $2 mm-hmm. each.
There was further into that. I saw them taking off like $1.50 for something.
Yeah.
Like this man had a shit ton of coupons. Is it coupon or coupon?
Well, if they're cute, they're coupons. And if they're...
I've heard people say coupon.
That's some South shit. Southern
coupon.
Shit. Coupon.
Coupon.
Coupon. I say coupon.
I say coupon.
You know what? I'm from New York. I say coupon like Grey Poupon.
Poupon. Uh-huh. Coupon. Coupon.
Yeah.
You don't say poupon.
No. Grey Poupon.
Grey Poupon. It's a fancy mustard.
Yeah. We grew up thinking it was fancy and it wasn't.
Anyways, continue.
Anyways. May I digress? So pretty much, you look at this computer screen, right? And he's scanning so many fucking coupons that at one point you see them cut to the screen again, and it shows that it went down from 1,700 to like $400. And then...
America.
Yeah.
Guys, this is fucking America.
So if you really think about it, he scanned hundreds of coupons one by one, and he says to the camera, oh, I'm making sure to give him one coupon at a time so that nothing goes wrong.
Yeah. So he was that fucking anal about it. So he, instead of giving the cashier like a stack, he was like, no, I'm giving him one by one.
And then the funniest thing about that clip, it shows that it's down to like $400.
He's starting to sweat.
And he, you know, they're like, okay, it's done now. And then he takes out like a little binder.
He got more.
He's like, oh, wait, but I have more.
So aside from his fucking duffel bag or suitcase, whatever the fuck you want to call it, of fucking coupons, he took out another binder. I was like, oh, no, I'm not finished. Hold on.
And then that's where the clip ended. I'm assuming he probably got that for free. I don't fucking know.
He probably paid less than $20, probably, for $1,000 worth of groceries. But the thing is, okay, I have questions, right?
Those people that do extreme couponing,
I have questions.
They don't buy groceries. What they do is they buy 100 toilet papers. They buy
stockpiles. So that's what I was going to say. I have questions. They don't. It's not like, okay, like me and you, when we go grocery shopping, we go grocery shopping for like for the next 2 weeks or for the month, right?
Yeah.
Like, and we're like, we're going to get milk and bread and da da da. These people are not buying milk and bread and whatever the fuck. They're buying like shit tons of deodorants or fucking like canned yams.
Yeah.
And like random shit. Fucking boxes of stuffing, toilet paper, wipes, like crazy shit like that to stockpile it. But I'm like, if they're so adamant about saving money, what do they do when they have to buy actual groceries like bread and milk?
They find a coupon for that.
A coupon for milk?
Yeah.
My second question is, where the fuck do they get all these coupons?
Yeah.
I've never seen that many coupons in my life.
You know what? Growing up, the way we grew up, the only time I saw coupons was when they, on Sundays, they would throw like the mail, the bag with the newspaper inside. Yes,
whatever happened to those? How come you don't get those anymore?
Well, I think some people do. Not here, not in North Carolina, but in the hood, they did it like that.
Yeah, my mom still gets those. It's like that white long bag, and then it's full of like...
It'll have newspaper,
ads
and
shit.
And it'll have all the ads, and it has like all the, like the Target paper, the fucking Best Buy paper with all the sales, all the deals. Mm-hmm. And then it would be a whole bunch of coupons separate from that. Mm-hmm. So I know they still do that now. I think on the weekends, like if you buy the newspaper on a weekend, the Sunday paper always has coupons. I've seen that at my job. We used to give out newspapers.
Oh, it's the Sunday paper.
The Sunday paper.
Oh, that's why I don't see them. I don't get newspapers.
Yeah. But the thing about it is the people on this show, they're getting crazy amount of coupons.
Yeah, where so the they're fuck doing, are they getting
They got
these
some
coupons?
Type of hookup on papers or something.
Well, I saw one girl on there that she would go from house to house and ask them, literally knock on the door and be like, hey, do you guys want your coupons from the Sunday paper?
I tell her to get the fuck off my property.
No, well, eventually, after a while, some of her neighbors already would have that shit waiting for her by the door. They're like, oh, she's going to come and get these coupons.
Yo, I'm going to be real with you. I wouldn't care in New York. But, like, now that I'm out here, I feel like I want to kind of be a little petty. And if somebody keeps coming to bother us...
About coupons?
Like, can I take your fucking coupons? I kind of want to be like, yo, get the fuck out of my face. Get the fuck out of my property.
Or I would just... Because, let's be real. We don't read... I mean, I like to read the specials. Like, sometimes I look through the Best Buy whatever the fuck.
Yeah, let's see how we get $20 off this week on the fucking...
Well, no, I just like to look... Or the Target thing. I'm like, oh, look, wow, they have...
When you're a kid, that shit is so fun to look at. Oh my God, when you're young, that shit is fun to look at because they got the new games in there. Mm-hmm. All this shit. You're showing your mom like, this is a Nintendo I want right here. I circled it.
This is a side note, and this is so fucking embarrassing to talk about. But when I was a kid, right, my mom used to get a lot of junk mail and like those things, like the fucking special coupon things. Mm-hmm. And me and my sister used to beg my mom, please don't throw them out, because me and my sister used to play Office.
Wait, what?
We used to play Office.
And those were the papers?
With the papers. So, like, we would pretend to play, like, secretary or office or whatever. And, like, we would have, like, a little fake laptop and, like, pretend that we're working in an office and, like, staple, like, junk mail together.
You're telling Shannon, can you please make sure you send out the Penske file?
Please make sure to get this on time. We have a meeting at 4 today. This time. But honestly, us playing Office was just like pretending to type on the computer and like stapling.
Did you get like a fake cup of coffee too and be like, oh, like go by the fake water cooler and talk?
I think the most fun part was us actually building our little office. Like we would get like boxes and like make it a desk, fucking put the laptop out and decorate our desks. Like we would each get a box and be like, this is my desk, this is your desk. And we would like dead ass decorate the desk. Like put things around and like, this is my desk and it's mad cute. And this is your desk and mad cute. Fucking give each other a stack of fucking junk mail. Start stapling.
Yeah, can you do me can you staple these up for me? I have a meeting.
You know what? Kids don't have half of the imagination that we did growing up.
That's true, because we didn't have iPads.
I had like a Leapfrog, like fucking...
I didn't even have that shit.
Like laptop. Not even Leapfrog. It was just some random ass brand. I remember it was like blue, and it made like animal sounds and shit. And that was my fucking laptop for the office.
Yo, this is going to sound mad crazy.
We had a little fake phone.
I don't know how this even would sound in other states, but I know that my people in New York would know about this shit. So there was a time when my mom used to sell that Avon. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Avon.
Yeah.
So I used to always
joke. Lots of women in America used to sell Avon. That was a phase.
Yeah, that was like a thing.
It was and fucking
wave. We used to joke around like, yo, my mom sells Avon and crack. But anyways, that's not true. Mm-hmm. So there was a time when my mom was selling Avon. You know, it's a little side whatever. And we used to get the big delivery from Avon. Mm-hmm. Like all the fucking boxes. And she would have to give out all the shit to the people in the building.
Yeah, people bought. Right.
So we'd always have, at the end of the month, a big fucking pile of fucking Avon boxes.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to like love that shit as a kid. Because we would turn, and my cousins came over or whatever, we turned these boxes into fucking cars. Or they would be like a train. Mm-hmm. And we're each in a box, like going throughout the whole house. So you know what I'm saying? So it was like boxes were the shit when I was a kid, bro.
Yeah, boxes now, are life.
Now people are like, yo, actually, boxes are still cool because when you ship shit out, you need a box. And
yeah, I mean, I would be the type to keep a couple boxes in the house.
Like,
yeah.
I don't like throwing boxes out all the time.
Yeah. Sometimes if it's like a size that you know that fits most things, you're like, oh, I'm going to keep this box.
That's how you know that you actually sell shit sometimes once in a blue. Mm. Because I'm one of those people that when I get a package, if the box looks really good, I'm like, I don't want to throw that box out.
I might need that box.
I'm going to need this box. But if it comes in like a Bath and Body Works box that with the logo on the side of shit, I'm like, fuck that box. It has to go.
I mean, depending on the size of the box, I like to keep them. I've sent things to like my mom in Bath and Body Works boxes.
That's so ghetto. You know? Like, I've done shit like that too, but that's ghetto as hell.
They're like big, because imagine that's where they put like candles and shit. Like,
yeah.
They're like nice, big.
But whenever I get like a boxes. Really cool box, I'm just like, I'm saving this for some, because I'm always like,
I'm going to play car with this.
No. Not that, but as an adult, sometimes, you know,
I'm gonna play office. I sell
shit here and there, like
literally as a kid, I would look at a box and be like, "That's my office."
That's gonna make a good office right there.
That's gonna make a good desk.
Ooh, that's a good box right there.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have such a better desk than Shannon today.
And it's funny because now
we would play school. We would, and that would be like the desks and shit.
It's funny because, you know, as you get older, like, boxes are still cool to us, like when we were kids. As an adult, you look at boxes that you go at your job. They might be throwing boxes away, and you're like, "Oh my gosh, those would be perfect if I have to move."
Oh my god! You know what's crazy? This is how you know we also come from a household where, like, we don't buy shit like that. Like, I hate watching boxes. Before. I've never had to buy a fucking box. I don't even. You know, until we moved here, I was like, oh shit, they sell boxes in Walmart? Like, I had no fucking idea. I had no fucking idea that boxes are sold. I'm like, boxes are free.
Wait, y'all pay for these?
Exactly. Yo, boxes are free. What the fuck you talking about? You could just go outside and grab a box.
Boxes are outside.
It fucking blew my mind. I'm like, yo, people are paying for boxes? It just didn't make sense to me. I've never had to pay for a box in my fucking life. Or a plastic bag. Like, it's so normal to be in our household and be like, hey, Ma, I need a bag. And she's like, oh, yeah, here. Because she would have a gaveta of bags or like a...
Yeah, we keep some. Thing. We keep like a bag holder. Like, so
we just keep bags.
Yeah.
Some people think that's so fucking stupid. They're like, why do you keep them plastic bags?
But then you can't find a fucking bag to put your fucking spaghetti in, dumbass.
Spaghetti.
I don't know what I'm talking
about. But like, is it just an us thing? Like, I've always kept plastic bags and boxes. Like, I know that in the future, if we ever have a garage, it's going to be full of fucking, like, flattened out boxes. I refuse to pay for a box.
Yeah. No, every time I have to pay for a box, I feel like a piece of shit.
Right.
I feel like I did something wrong.
I lost that life.
It's like, but you know what? We don't talk. We're stupid because we'd be paying for bottled water.
That still mind boggles me.
Because water's free.
When we're out, yeah. Because I'm about to say, we invested in a water filter.
Yeah.
Because we felt that it was dumb to keep buying water bottles.
It's nice, and the water bottle thing is just annoying because having to bring up a 40-pack of water bottles fucking sucks. But then getting rid of it.
And there's nowhere to store it. And then also, whenever you use them, the recycle bag is just full of fucking plastic water bottles. And you know, not to sound all fucking a tree hugger or whatever. I'm like, damn, that's a lot of fucking plastic we go through.
Oh, no, like,
in a week.
I was once doing some research on that. And people buying bottled waters all the time is like, yeah, really doing a disservice to this planet. Like, just... it's not even the planet.
Fucking save the turtles, guys.
But not just the planet, but your body. Like,
well, yeah, because all
because a lot of that water is bullshit. A lot of the water that most people buy is bullshit. Like, y'all really should be drinking, like, alkaline water.
Yeah, drink it from your tap, you bitch.
Nah, but seriously.
Because that's 100% safer. No, but seriously, like, with the plastic, especially if the water's sitting in that plastic for a really long time, a lot of that shit that's in the plastic gets in the water, and then you drink that shit.
Oh, man. I don't even know how the fuck we ended up on this conversation, but there was that study. We're going to have to...
aluminum.
We're going to have to fact check this shit. But there was that study where they're saying that, like, now, like, every baby being born in the United States right now...
Oh, my God.
Has plastic in their body.
Wait, what?
Every baby being born right now in this planet has some type of plastic in their body. Like, there's something that contains a little bit of plastic in their body.
You know what I just thought of?
What?
I'm like, you know those videos where you see, like, the birds caught in, like, the soda rings?
Yeah. That's not funny. Why are you laughing at that?
Because I'm here, like, some people have plastic in their bodies. I'm like, oh my God, they have, like, there's a fork in
their body. No, not like that, loser.
Or, like, a fucking straw. Or the fucking soda rings, like...
Yo,
seeing that turtle getting that straw pulled out of his nose was enough for me to quit.
No,
fucking
that video. No, nah, that video is like so gruesome.
I fucking hate it.
That video like made me feel so bad for that damn Curtis. But yeah, them taking the straw. Honestly, and a lot of people left the same comment that I was thinking.
I'm all for metal straws. Guys.
I was one of the people thinking, like, I think you guys are going to make it worse by pulling it out. Because they pulled it out. It was already shoved
in. It looked like
that
shit was in there for years.
Yeah. They pulled it out, and all they were doing was, like, making a wound. Like, an open wound.
Yeah.
They threw that turtle back in the water.
It looked like tissue and shit already was, like, had grown around it.
Around
like,
the plastic.
That straw was part of that turtle's body at this point. Like, yeah. It was one with the
he's
turtle.
Like, yo, don't take my fucking straw. Just, that's my straw.
I feel like halfway through, he's like, just leave it. Like, I'd rather just have it in here.
That's fucked up.
He probably felt worse being thrown back in. This is a hot take. No, but seriously, that video was enough for me to be like, I'm using fucking metal straws. And I really go hard with my metal straws.
Yeah, but you also use these. We like to buy like the thick plastic straws.
Yeah, but they're reusable. Like you wash them again and again.
But like every year we'll change them out or so.
Well, yeah, every few, like after a while, once they start to look a certain way, I throw them out.
So yeah, it's the same shit.
But it's like once a year. Like not even. I feel like a year and a half and then I'll throw them out. Because it's like, they get cleaned very well and they stay
using
durable.
A new one every day, yeah.
Right, it's better than using like a fucking flimsy plastic straw.
Oh man, I don't know how we got on this topic, but I'm just thinking about that damn turtle now. Like, fuck. If anybody listen, if you've never seen that video, just go on YouTube. Just write turtle straw. That's all you need to put. There's 100 of the same video.
It's so sad.
And a turtle's
or those little ducklings
like,
getting fucking caught in the grease. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, little ducks. Like,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
They're always in the commercial for Dawn.
Yeah. Because they just cleaning them with fucking dish soap.
They have to get pulled out of the fucking, are they pulling them out of the ocean? Where are they fucking?
Yo, not for nothing, but that bird should have known better not to go in the fucking water that was black.
I don't think it had any choice. I think the water just started turning black or whatever.
Yeah, but it's
like
a bird. It's not.
Yeah, but it gets stuck. That shit gets you stuck. And then it gets all over their wings and then they can't fly.
You know what? I sound very like
ignorant, you piece of shit.
Because what if it was flying, but it was the oil spill was so big that the bird was tired of flying and he still couldn't get over the part that was full of oil? Like he's flying till the water's clean, but he can't fly that far because it was a baby bird.
Yeah, it was like baby ducklings and shit.
As far as you can get, and there was still oil, and he got covered in oil.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I thought that bird, I don't know, at first I thought it was like a Jiffy Lube commercial, and then I realized what
wow.
It was.
Wow.
Jiffy Lube, my bad.
Well then.
No, yo, that turtle was just screaming like, it's my fucking straw, give it back, bitch.
Poor Franklin.
Franklin.
Damn. That's the name I'm going to give him.
Okay, we got to, just to go back on this. We were talking about coupons.
Mm.
Coupons. You remember, like, and I'm going to say you remember, like, people are still doing this shit. You buy something online, and you're like, let me see if I can get it for a better price. So you open up another tab on your browser, and you look for a fucking
discount code
to whatever shit you're shopping for, right?
Yeah.
I feel like
all the time.
Years ago, I would do that and always find a good coupon code. But in
really?
the last 2 years, every time I pick one of those coupon codes and I put it in whatever website I'm buying something for, they always say the same shit. That coupon doesn't work anymore. Blah, blah, blah. Nothing works anymore. So I'm just like, I think.
Are you sure? Because those never work. So, you know, whenever you used to Google like, oh, discount code for Adidas, whatever. I don't know. Some bullshit. And then you go and you always go on these sites like Retail Me Not.
That's what I would, yeah.
Retail Me Not and shit.
They don't work anymore.
It never worked for me. For years. Every time I would grab a code from there, oh, this code doesn't work anymore. Okay, next code. Doesn't work anymore. Literally, I've never used a code from Retail Me Not that has worked.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like this is, this used to be a thing that was valid like fucking over 10 years ago and it just stopped being cool. Like none of this shit works.
No, you know what it is now?
I have this thing on a computer called Honey. I don't know if you've heard of Honey.
Yes, Honey. Mm-hmm.
So I have Honey installed on the browser and pretty much whenever I'm checking out, I press the Honey button and it's supposed to find a code.
It'll generate a code, yeah.
And it'll make you wait and then it'll give you something. I'm going to be honest with you. I downloaded fucking Honey. I've tried to use a shit about 17 times, still couldn't get a fucking code.
Really? It's worked for me in the past.
There must be a fucking sale there that week.
It's worked for me in the past. And what also I have learned to do is that on these sites like Instagram or Facebook or wherever you use your social media, a lot of these companies now are, of course, are doing ads on Instagram or whatever. Or even like influencers. And they always have a discount code for something. So like a lot of the discount codes that I use now are because I follow somebody who is an affiliate to that brand. And they have a discount code. Like, if you use my code, you get 20% off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that sounds like that'll work for you when you're buying something like makeup or something like that.
Right. So, like, if I'm going into...
If you need to buy a tractor, you're not going to find shit. Because you don't follow people who are into tractors.
Obvio, babe. But I'm saying that's how I would go about shopping now. Like, if I know I'm going to shop for... makeup or whatever, or I'm going to go on Morphe or whatever... I already know, like, oh, I know one of these people has an affiliate code. Let me look it up real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you. I get you.
Or I follow a lot of, and this is why my newsfeed showed me that couponer shit. I actually follow a couple of accounts who are couponers, and they constantly throw up. They notify people when there's, like, sales at certain places, like whether it's at Sam's Club or Target or Walgreens or whatever, and they give us discount codes. So I follow a lot of those accounts, and that's how I got a lot of shit on sale, to be honest. So if you want a coupon,
so you got
start following fucking couponing Instagram accounts. There's a lot of famous ones out there, and I've gotten a lot of cheap shit.
Well, well then.
Shit. We don't talk about Bruno, no.
Yo, shout outs to Bruno. To Uncle Bruno, who saved the fucking day. Not really, kind of.
Anybody seen Encanto? I love it. I loved it.
Yo, we got to talk about this real quick. This shit, I feel like the media is lying to us. Uh-oh. So if you haven't heard, there's a new Pixar movie called Encanto. And, you know, it's like one of those movies like Moana or fucking Coco. And, you know, like everybody's got a fucking
Disney movie.
Yeah, you know, same people that did fucking... Let Us Know. What is that, Frozen?
Let Us Know.
Yeah,
Let Us Know. Let It Go.
Let It Go. Let Us Know. I didn't even realize I fucked that up. Okay.
Frozen?
So let me talk about this real quick. They're saying that the song from Encanto, We Don't Talk About Bruno, they're saying officially that this song has surpassed the numbers from Let It Go from Frozen that came out like fucking what now? Like 7 years now? It's fucking 5-7 years.
Which it's hard for me to believe.
I don't believe this shit one bit because
Let It Go was a whole fucking movement.
Let It Go was a movement and kids are still singing that shit. Mm-hmm. Your niece still sings that song. She's like
3. My niece loves Elsa.
I have never heard a single person besides you, Desiree, sing We Don't Talk About Bruno.
Really? It's all over my fucking... not TikTok, my reels and shit.
So I think that's what's manipulating the numbers. I think is that the people are using the song for reels
and TikTok.
Even though I haven't really seen any of those videos, but I think that's what's manipulating the numbers. Because if we're talking about like organic growth, like or just organically, there's no way that song could touch "Let It Go" from Frozen.
And honestly, out of the entire movie Encanto. It's kind of upsetting to me that We Don't Talk About Bruno is the one that, like, is fucking hitting the fan. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. to me, the fucking Brolic sister, her song was fire.
Yo, I'm going to keep it real. The Brolic sister, the big,
yeah,
the big muscly girl.
She was like the eldest or the older sister.
I know a couple girls that look just like her. But I ain't gonna
muscly brolic.
Yeah, they look just
well. Good for them because she was no, like bodybuilder
status. Yeah, but they look brolic, but they don't want to look brolic. Like it's crazy.
Well, her song was fire.
Yeah, she did that like, little flow. Drip, 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 she said, "I got that drip, drip, whoa. Drip, drip. Whoa, whoa."
No mistakes, no pressure. I love that song.
That was pretty good.
Also, like, because I'm the eldest out of. The siblings in my family, and I relate to the song. I do. It's a beautiful song. I honestly, Lin-Manuel Miranda can do no wrong musically for me.
Yeah.
And I said, I had to make sure that I made that clear. Like, musically, he can do no wrong musically for me.
Yeah. I mean, he's decent at writing shit like that.
Fucking catchy, man. He wrote for Moana.
He wrote the Moana song that I think is the best Disney Pixar song of all time.
Yeah.
I'm here like, how does it go?
And where I go, how far it goes.
That's not how, okay, yeah, you got the flow, but
isn't it?
You said, hey, how I go, how far it goes.
And it calls me.
And no one knows.
And no one knows. Yeah, you got it. How far it goes. There you go. Yeah.
That song makes me emotional. I don't know what the fuck it is. It makes me fucking sad.
The whole Moana music soundtrack, the whole shit is great.
Even the Rock's music and that shit was good.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. Mm. You're welcome.
Yeah, he's like super cocky in that.
Yeah. And that little rap is like, something to something, I make coconuts. He's going on and on like fucking Fairly Odd. Green Girls Club with Juice Jackson.
John Stankel. Yo,
did he write the Fairly Odd Parents song? So stupid. Green Goose Gaba Juice Jackson.
Yo, Green Goose Gaba Juice. Where's the gabagoo? Where's the fucking gabagoo? Okay.
Giant steak birthday cake. Yeah, if I was a rapper, I would be the biggest troll on the fucking planet. I think I would make a song literally just random things.
You know what? I'm starting to think I can't stand you. I really can't stand you.
Fucking door handle? Candle.
See, I used to make fun of Eminem for that. Like, I used to, and it's other people and comedians that have made fun of Eminem. And I always find it funny because, yeah, he's a great lyricist. But he's always, like, trying to prove that he can fucking rhyme words together. It's kind of annoying sometimes. And that's the shit that makes me, like, find it funny.
Oh, play the Chris D'Elia clip of him making fun of Eminem.
Of course I'm on torrent. I'm driving a Porsche over the floorboards, over the four points, while you're in the four torrents, getting an abortion and a divorce at the same time that here's the Ford, and you're using way too many napkins, papkins, lapkins is chapkin. You using chapstick and napkins while I'm papkin.
Just ran out of newspapers. I can't remember what the fuck it was, but I can't remember the fucking
Bananakin Fannikin.
Bananakin Fannikin. I'm hanging out with Danica
Patrick.
Smoking with Danica Patrick in a mannequin. That's my mannequin. She got too many napkins. Too many napkins. Napkins and mannequins.
Luke Skywalker, Anakin. I got bars.
Luke Skywalker, Anakin. He's like, yo, where my hand again? I lost my hand again.
Kung Fu Panda again. Oh, God. He just makes anything, and it sounds good when he does it.
Yeah.
It sounds bad when we do it.
Where the fuck is my mannequin? I like making fun of him and Nicki Minaj. Like the old Nicki Minaj.
Couple pink toes in my sandals. I got bangles all around my
ankles. I got bangles all around my ankles. Look at my cat. It's a bangle. My favorite shape is a triangle. You want to meet her, but I got to look out for Selena.
You gotta start off. You gotta start off. Kind of.
Yeah.
Light. And then you gotta get the Roman.
Well, fuck, Nikki, she's fake. She's eating cheesecake. Oh man!
Friday the 13th. The Guzzle by Friday.
She went so hard just to say, guess who's eating cheesecake? Yo, guess who's eating cheesecake? Nikki, yo. Nicki Minaj. Yo, you know what, man? This is fun. It was nice talking to you guys. You know, I can't wait till the day that we can do a live show.
Jose looks like melted ice cream.
Oh, you just violated my whole shit.
He's like so slumped on the couch. Like you're like falling off the couch.
Yo, how you
if gonna... If the coffee table wasn't here, I think you'd be on the floor.
Yo, how you gonna say I look like melted ice cream? You're literally like
falling off the couch.
You've violated. Like you're... I'm gonna start working out.
Me too. We gonna shit on everybody.
Listen, if I look like melted ice cream, you look like chewed gum.
Damn.
I don't mean it, baby. Come on.
I'm a blob.
Nah, you're not a blob, baby. Well, you can shape it however you want. It's gum.
That's true.
I'm gonna start working out because she's just violated my whole life.
Same. We gonna work out. We gonna shit on everybody.
Oh, you know what? Okay, so as soon as we end this podcast, let's work out.
Okay.
You serious? What kind of workout are we doing? Eating.
I move my mouth. That's enough. I did a lot of working out right now.
A comer bizcocho.
Zam.
Zam.
All right, guys.
Yo, when is Groundhog Day?
Wow, that's the most random fucking question. Like, it's such an important holiday that I just know when that is.
Because when this motherfucker comes out, we might get a summer or some shit.
It's when he come. I don't know the rules.
Nah, it's nah. He came out.
Like, I think it's like if he sees a shadow, then there's like
last year fucking he didn't see a shadow.
3 more years of winter.
Three more years of winter. You know what's so stupid about that? If he doesn't see a shadow, why don't we just stand where the hole is?
Why don't I just shine a light?
Why don't I just stand where the hole is of the groundhog and see if I cast a shadow? Like, why we gotta wait for this fucking
What if it's
rat?
Cloudy?
Why
I don't wait? Know. This is a stupid way to tell if it's spring or not.
Is that shit a beaver or like a ferret? Like, what is
a
it?
A groundhog? Nah, yeah. It's like in the same family as like moles and shit.
Moles? They look like beavers, though.
No, they're just longer than like a fucking mole.
Yo, I've never seen a mole in real life.
Neither have I.
And I've seen like human, like a mole on your face, but not like the animal.
Wow. Good one, babe.
So that's what like a Diglett is, right? A Pokemon, like a Diglett?
A Diglett could be a groundhog.
Nah. So if a Diglett mole? Comes up. Yo, you think in the Pokemon world, when Diglett come out during winter.
That's how they can tell if it's spring.
If there's a shadow, they're like, yo, it's going to keep snowing. That's crazy.
Science.
Professor Oak.
Okay.
He was fucking out here.
All right, guys. Well, if you've been with us. Fucking bitches. If you've been with us since episode one and you're still here, I'm sorry.
By the way, Groundhog Day is in a couple weeks. It's Wednesday, February 2nd. Thank you.
Goodbye. Wow. Thanks. If you've been with us since episode one and you're still here, thank you so fucking much. You're the realest fucking papa. I love you 3008. If you want to show us any love or support, please make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend.
To tell a friend to tell their moms.
To listen to our podcast, we're available.
We're available.
Green Goose Clapper Juice. We're available on all streaming platforms.
My back is getting. My back is getting.
Get weary. My ass are getting. What is it? My ass is getting.
My ass is getting tight.
I gotta go to bed.
My eyes are getting weary. You said my back is getting weary. Stupid. I said it too.
My ass is getting tight.
My eyes are getting weary. My back is getting tight.
We drop an episode every Wednesday.
Yep.
If you also want to show us any additional love and support and you got some extra money in that pocket.
In that pocket?
Shout out to?
Deadassmarket.com.
You got coupons. We don't.
They coming.
There are no coupons.
Not this week. Don't go on Retail Me Now. It's not on there.
What else do I usually say? All of our IG handles are in the description down below.
The phone number is in the description. Leave us a message, a voicemail,
a meme,
anything. Anything you want to hit us with, go on there, do it, and you might be featured on one of our next podcasts.
Hey.
All right. We love y'all. Godspeed. Good night.
Ew.
I don't know what to say.
Bye, everybody. Have a blessed week. Happy Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.